Jeremiah chapter 4. If you will return, O Israel, says Yahweh, return to me, and if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then will you not remove. And you will swear, Yahweh lives, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations will bless themselves in him, and in him will they boast. For thus says Yahweh to the men of Yehuda and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and do not sow amongst thorns. Circumcise yourselves to Yahweh, and take away the foreskins of your heart, you men of Yehuda and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn in a way that none can quench because of the evil of your doings. Declare you in Yehuda, and publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow the trumpet in the land, cry out, gather together, and say, assemble yourselves, and let us go into the defense cities. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire and do not stay, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make your land desolate. Your cities will be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this, gird yourselves with sackcloth. Lament and howl, for the fierce anger of Yahweh is not turned back from us. It will come to pass at that day, says Yahweh. The heart of the king will perish, and the heart of the princes. And the priests will be astonished, and the prophets will wonder. And then I said, ah, sovereign Yahweh, surely you have greatly deceived this people and Jerusalem by saying, you'll have peace, whereas the sword reaches to the soul. At that time will it be said to this people and to Jerusalem, a dry wind of the high places is in the wilderness toward the daughter of my people, not to fan nor to cleanse. Even a full wind from those places will come to me, and now also will I give sentence against them. Understand that he will come up as clouds, and his chariots will be like whirlwinds, and his horses are swifter than eagles, and woe to us, for we are spoiled. O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness, that you may be saved. How long will your vain thoughts lodge within you? For a voice declares from Dan, and publishes affliction from Mount Ephraim. Make your mention to the nations. Behold, publish against Jerusalem. Watchers come from a far country and give out their voice against the cities of Yehuda. Like keepers of a field are they against her round about, because she's been rebellious against me, says Yahweh. Your way and your doings have procured these things to you. This is your wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reaches to your heart. My bowels, I'm pained at my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because you've heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet and the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled, and suddenly are my tents spoiled, and my curtains in a moment. How long will I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people is foolish. They've not known me. They are foolish children, and they've no understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge. I looked at the earth and contemplated it, and it was without form and void in the heavens, and they had no light. I looked at the mountains and contemplated them, and they trembled, and all the hills moved lightly. I looked and contemplated, and there was no man, and all the birds of the heaven had fled. I looked and contemplated, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities of it were broken down at the presence of Yahweh by his fierce anger. For thus has Yahweh said, the whole land will be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. For this will the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken, I have purposed, and will not repent, and neither will I turn back from it. The whole city will run away for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They will go into thickets and climb up on the rocks, every city forsaken, and not a man to dwell within it. And you are spoiled. What will you do, though you clothe yourself with crimson, though you deck yourself with ornaments of gold, though you rent your face with painting? In vain will you make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you, and they will seek your life. For I have heard a voice like that of a woman in travail, and the anguish like that of her that brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of Zion, who bewails herself, who spreads her hands, saying, Woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. End of chapter 4.